Elephants Don't Sit on Cars by David Henry Wilson, read by Andy Crane.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Elephant on Daddy's Car. "Mummy," said Jeremy James, "there's an elephant sitting on Daddy's car." "Yes, dear," said Mummy, eyes fixed on hands, fixed on dough, fixed on table. "Mummy, why is the elephant sitting on Daddy's car?" "I expect it's tired, dear. It'll probably get up and go away soon." "Well, it hasn't," said Jeremy James 2 minutes later. "It hasn't got up. The car's gone down, but the elephant hasn't got up. Mummy, do you think I ought to tell Daddy?" "No, no, leave your father," said Mummy. "You know he hates being interrupted when he's working. Daddy's watching a football match on television. If Daddy says he's working, he's working." "Well, there's an elephant sitting on his car," said Jeremy James. Mummy thumbed sultanas into the dough to make eyes and noses. "And the car doesn't look very happy about it," said Jeremy James. "Jeremy James," said Mummy, "elephants don't sit on cars." "Well, this one does. Elephants don't sit on cars. If Mummy says elephants don't sit on cars, dear, then elephants don't sit on cars. But they don't. Finish. Now play with your train set." Jeremy James sat on the carpet and played with his train set and thought about the elephant on Daddy's car and thought about how stubborn mummies can be when they want to be and how if he was a mummy and his son said there was an elephant on Daddy's car, he would say, "What a clever boy, and thank you for telling me, and here's some money for an ice cream," instead of just, "Elephants don't sit on cars." "Goal!" said the television set in the sitting room. "Goal!" said Daddy.